Christopher Nixon Opticians on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Last week, I was fortunate enough to get invited to a birthday party. However, the venue was one that you might not expect. I was in Christopher Nixon Optometrists on the High Street in Starbeck, Harrogate. But why was I there? I spoke to the main man himself to find out why on earth he was throwing a party around a load of glasses.
It's a good question. It's 35 years since we started, Tom, and let's just say thank you to all these people who are very loyal to us. It's a thank you also to my staff. And my staff over the years, later on this afternoon, you'll have missed her, is one of the receptionists who started with me 35 years ago, and she's very kindly coming in, and she's a lovely lady, and that goes for all my staff. They're great. Great. I'm nothing without my staff.
First of all, Chris, 35 years, I can't believe that they allowed you to open a shop when you were three. And joking apart, it was very young to start your own business, wasn't it? Has it been tough over those years?
Do you know, when you were out by 20 years, I was 23. But I think when you're 23, you've got a lot of enthusiasm, as I do still have, but you're also... you're not programmed to failure at 23.
Yeah.
You're programmed to look ahead, try hard. We still try hard. And get on with it. And that's what we did. And the thought of failure at 23 never crossed my mind. Well, if you said now, yeah, I'd be thinking crazy. But at 23... failure. Now I didn't think of it.
And you've had people grow with you throughout the business, haven't you? You've had people coming for pretty much that entire time, haven't you?
Yeah, very fortunately. And their families, of course. And the principal reason I still do Saturday mornings is because of those children who are now in their 20s and 30s. They still come back here, which is... and it's lovely for me to catch up. I feel almost like their third parent, if you like.
Yeah. It's great to be able to build those relationships. And I imagine that's especially important to you as an independent family business, facing up against the competition of the big chains and their special offers and the thousands and millions of pounds they can throw into advertising. Having that relationship must be important to you.
Yeah, because these people are my advertisers, if you like. Yeah. And as you've gathered from chatting to various people, they enjoy coming here. You know, we try and make people feel special because they truly are special to us.
Yeah.
And try and treat them as individuals. We enjoy their visit, and I hope they do too.
So I took the opportunity to quiz some of Chris's loyal customers as to why they love going to his place more than anywhere else. Prue Travers was one of those very loyal customers, and she's been coming to the practice for the whole of the 35 years. Isn't that right, Prue?
Yes, I think I'm the oldest customer.
Am I
the oldest?
No.
Yes, I have.
And your whole family have been coming here as well?
My whole family, husband, two children.
And why in particular do you come here? Is there anything you can pinpoint that this is the place?
I don't know why I came to start with. Obviously, somebody recommended it. But just because it's a family, isn't it? And he discovered... I think he first discovered my husband's glaucoma, and he's very good.
But you must have shared a lot of times with Chris, with your children growing up and all that kind of thing.
They did come throughout their teenage years, I think, and when they were little, yeah. But they live far away now, so they don't come anymore.
And what keeps you coming back? Because the industry has changed. There are all those high street names that we're all aware of, but you choose to keep coming back to an independent place like this. Why is that?
I daren't go anywhere else. I'm frightened.
Right.
I do think of going to other places, and then I think, no, I'll come here.
And I hope that's not frightened of Chris. I think that's...
No, frightened of Chris and terrified of Martin.
Right.
No, I wouldn't go anywhere else, because I like it. It's a good service. It's a nice service. It's nice coming back, catching up.
Martin is one of the dispensing opticians at Christopher Nixon Optometrists, and there was some more feedback from one of the other loyal customers.
Well, I was talking to Sarah, who was first employed here when this started on this side of the Starbeck.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been here 20 years, so I must have been coming in that amount of time. And he's a fantastic... he's very thorough. He's got a lovely personality. You just want to come back in to see him, but he looks after you regarding your eyes. He's very professional.
Well, it helps, doesn't it? Because you want a professional when you're choosing your optician, but it helps that he's got a great personality as well, doesn't it?
Oh, it does, and he has. And also Martin, I love both of them. They're great. But all the staff, they're all too, you know, they're very, very pleasant, very helpful, very mannerable, and it's nice to know that when you come in, you're treated nicely.
Yeah.
You know, you're not just, oh, you're in here. we're grabbing you. It's not that sort of thing. There's a nice atmosphere, and he's really got, you know, the top.
As I delved a bit deeper into the history of Christopher Nixon Optometrists, the customers were pleased to tell me about what a family affair it's been.
His father was obviously in the business, and then his brother came in to join him as well.
Is that something you like, to see a kind of family business?
Yeah, well, that's what's lacking today, isn't it?
Yeah. Family business. We are family orientated. And even my brother, Marin's my sister-in-law, my brother had the butcher shop, and I'm one of six children. And it is family orientated, and we all keep together.
Chris is very good at conversation, isn't he?
Absolutely. He never is frightened of to say anything, and he'll always come in with a joke or whatever, but he's always brings a smile to your face, and that's what should be.
Now, we've all seen the offers on the television, we've seen the adverts that tell us we should have gone to that place. But have Christopher Nixon's customers ever been tempted to flirt with the other side?
No.
No?
I don't need to be tempted by them, because I know he's good enough to come in and ask him what he should advise you to have. He won't pull the wool over your eyes. Consequently, people can advertise, but it doesn't draw me there because he's too good to come back to.
I then went to join Cindy in the lovely sunny window at the front of the shop while she was having a glass of something sparkling. How many years has she been coming to Christopher Nixon for?
Maybe 8, 9, 10.
So what makes you choose to come here rather than going somewhere else?
Because they have some fabulous frames. They're all so kind and helpful, and it's a pleasure to come here.
Now, Chris actually told me earlier on that you like to come and have a chat with Chris when you come and
see
him.
About Formula One.
About the Formula One, yes. Yeah. Are you a big Formula One fan?
I definitely am, yes. When my husband was alive, we used to go to loads of races.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an extra little bonus of coming here, isn't it?
Yes, it's something to look forward to. I think we've got something in common to chat about.
And who's your favourite Formula One driver at the moment?
Oh, it was Ayrton Senna.
Oh, well, the legends, of course.
Legends, yeah. I couldn't believe it. I like Lewis.
You've got to like a bit of Lewis Hamilton,
yeah,
haven't you?
I like both Daniels.
Yeah.
And
you're really into it, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I know quite a lot about it. I can't stand Rosberg.
Well, if you like Hamilton, you're unlikely to like Rosberg,
you know?
Are you?
No.
That must be one of the great things about coming here, is that real personal touch, that he remembers that about you.
Yes, it is. Yeah. He'll set me quizzes sometimes and show me a picture and say which corner is this and which racetrack.
Oh,
and
wow.
I've been all right so far. So, yeah.
Well, fantastic. I'll let you get back to your glass of something nice that you've got there, and thank you for talking to me.
I'm enjoying this, it's great.
Some fantastic feedback there from all of Christopher Nixon's loyal customers. But what does he think about receiving all this praise?
It's cost me a fortune for them. No.
It's amazing what a little drop of bubbly can do, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So, 35 years gone, there's no plans to stop here, is there, Chris?
Not at all. Now, I'm still enjoying it, like I said to you, I'm enjoying it just as much now as I did 35 years ago, and I'm going to keep going.
It's good to hear, and I'm glad, and I'm sure everybody who's out there enjoying the party, enjoying the nibbles, enjoying the drinks is very pleased to hear that. And if people are listening to this and they're thinking, do you know what, I'm fed up with my high street chain, I want that personal touch, I want to be part of this Chris Nixon family that I've heard so much about from all those people who are singing your praises, how can they find out more about you, Chris?
They can either visit our website or they can give us a phone, and we've got four optometrists here, all delightful people, and we're there ably assisted by a great dispensing team. We've got four dispensing opticians out there. Great staff. We'll really love to see them and show them what we can do.
Chris, thank you very much, and here's to many more happy years here.
Many thanks again, Tom. Thanks for coming down from Stray FM.
Cheers! Oh, that was great. This is good.
Christopher Nixon Opticians on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.